Hello, today is April 22nd, and we're here with just business. Nothing else.
All business, all the time.
Yeah.
At least from the waist up.
The economy is crumbling, except Jeff Bezos is going to double his fortune.
We have so many Amazon stories. I did not realize when compiling the news stories how many Amazon stories there were. But there are so many.
Yeah.
And they're all really, really interesting, it turns out.
I forgot to send me the one tab.
Oh.
Speaking of...
I mean, we can. I can ramble about it because, you know, this thing has done more to, like, you know, there's this thing in America and probably the world. It's like these large, super organized retailers are squeezing out small and medium sized local businesses, and this has done more to cement the position of large businesses than anything. I mean, we've got stories that are covering the gamut. One of the stories that's not in there is like Vermont has said it's not fair that big box stores like Walmart can sell non-essentials because if you've got a like a toy store, you're not allowed to be open. But, you know, Walmart can sell toys. And so some other countries and other places have noticed that as well. We'll talk about that. But Amazon is doing so well that Jeff Bezos is nervous about how well they're doing because it might look bad. And like in the EU, they might start extracting a lot of fines.
If I was Toys R Us, I'd order a couple of trucks of water. I'd be like, what are you talking about, non-essential? We're selling water.
They're already down forever, I think.
Yeah, like, there is no more Toys R Us.
Oh, are they gone now?
Yeah. There's. They got...
What about KB? Is KB still in there?
No, they got Sears'd.
Yeah, I got to think that most people buy their toys on Amazon. Hey. Well, it turns out Amazon, like you say, is actually too successful. He has conquered the world too quickly. And even Lord Bezos recognizes that sometimes you have to dial it back. You can't go full despot all the time. So for now, he's putting the brakes on.
Amazon stops accepting new online grocery customers amid surging demand. You buy groceries online through Amazon, they literally cannot keep up with the demand. They will just, there's just not enough people. Not enough people to fill your order.
When you say you're doing the orders, are you talking about Amazon or are you doing the local?
I'm doing the local.
Okay. But it's funny because all the stuff you say you can't get, when I go to the store, it's there.
Yeah. They won't bring it to you in your car. And they won't, like, if you do the online order, they're like, no. So I guess you have to go in to get it.
Which
doesn't make any sense.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But on one hand, it makes sense. And now, if you were already a customer and you have like recurring shipments, you get priority.
Yeah.
It's only the new people who are going to get shut out. So
yeah,
you snooze, you lose.
I think it's also true that, like, cause you mentioned milk, and after that I was able to get milk, but more like for this week's milk, I couldn't get a half gallon of milk. I only had to get 1 gallon of milk, but I'm fortunate because the person that was filling the order didn't just say, no, you can't have this. It was, we don't have this. Would you take a gallon instead? And I was like, sure, whatever.
It's funny because when chicken first started to come back, all they had was the giant family packs. And I actually ended up throwing some away.
Yeah.
Which I felt bad about, but I didn't have a choice.
You should have cooked it and then frozen it.
I could have just frozen it raw. I mean, it was already... Oh. I'd waited too long.
Ah.
Yeah, the time had passed.
My husband's making fried chicken today. I'm very excited. He's making tendies.
What time will we be having that?
5 p.m.
All right.
Oh, 5 p.m. dinner. You're getting old.
He made cane sauce, too. Like the sauce that they serve at the out.
Somebody has too much time on his hands.
Yeah. Well, we also made bread this week.
You've gone full, like, white couple.
Yeah. Yeah. He made sourdough and I made banana bread.
Oh, wow. Well, when we talk about all this record business for Amazon, that's great for, you know, the bald one. But it's maybe not so great if you're one of the people packing those boxes and contending with warehouse conditions that are not maybe the safest. And Amazon, instead of giving them any sort of concession, they said, you know what? Let's solve this with technology.
Amazon deploys thermal cameras at warehouses to scan for fevers faster. You got a fever or even a slightly elevated temperature, you're going home. And everybody that you contacted on the shift, they're going home too, because we don't have time for this.
And you'll be replaced with an army of desperate, desperate temp workers who are waiting for your job.
What was the unemployment filings? It's like past 50 million, isn't it?
It's insane.
It was less this past time, week over week. I think it went from like 6.6 to 5.5. But yeah, adding up, we're at like 50 million. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, Lord. Oh, no. The economy is going to collapse.
And part of that 50 million number was three specific people who had the balls to stand up against the great one.
Amazon fires three workers who criticized warehouse conditions. Amazon says they were fired for repeatedly violating internal policies. One of those was apparently gathering too close.
Yeah, they keep pitting them for the social distancing thing, which is just a slap in the face. Because the reason that they're...
We need you to hand packages to one another while social distancing. And it's like, how do we even do that?
You just yeet it across the warehouse.
Now, they are part of Amazon Employees for Climate Justice. So I imagine these are some horrible human beings and probably really hard to deal with at the best of times. But it's not a good look for Amazon. They just keep firing them like this. And they were organizing. So the problem is, as much as Amazon needs workers, the supply and demand is still heavily on the supply because of those 50 million that we just talked about.
Amazon to hire 75,000 more workers as demand rises due to this thing because everything is still shut down. So...
as we showed last week, these hiring bazaars, there is no distancing. You're packed in like sardines to watch the little, you know, like intro video.
Now, they said they were making some changes since somebody pointed that out.
Right, yeah, they weren't allowing cameras. And it's interesting because you get fired for not social distancing if you try to organize, right? You have to have a meeting. If you're going to have a union, you have to have some sort of meeting to all get on the same page. And even the dissidents have tried to go online and set up online meetings. But when you're Amazon, you're prepared for something like that.
Amazon reportedly tried to shut down a virtual event for workers to speak about the company's response to the thing by deleting employees' calendar invites. Oh, you can really see the ballot problem. That's amazing.
It's fantastic.
The Blue Man Group has a new...
He would be a great alien. So, yeah, now this is a Business Insider story, and I couldn't find it anywhere else. They're the only people reporting this, but supposedly they sent out those calendar invites to say, yeah, we're getting together and we're going to talk about, you know, this walkout that we're going to do. And they just deleted. But apparently the walkout was scheduled for Friday. I don't know if it took place or not. I couldn't find any information on that.
I didn't see any report on that at all.
Yeah. I saw a couple other sites that said previously to Friday said it was scheduled for Friday, but I don't know if it actually happened. So
guess we'll find out in next week's news.
With yeah, I'm more sure firings. Someone will comment if it did.
More firings.
And what does all this add up to? You got record sales. You actually have to start turning customers away. You're hiring. Everything seems to be going well, but how well is it going? Well, there's a number.
Amazon boss Jeff Bezos adds $24 billion to his fortune.
Look at him.
He's so happy. I guess he's blue on your screen.
Yeah,
yeah, this is amazing.
With like an ominous red background, which is great.
Oh, it's a blue background on mine.
Yeah, it's swapped.
Weird.
So he was already the richest man in the world, but that is a pretty good lead.
Yeah. He's overtaken the Waltons. Like, the Waltons are the richest family, and now he's like, nope, he's richer than the entire family.
But it's just him.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have the wife anymore.
He's got doesn't he have, like, two or three kids?
They yeah, get but anything. They're not, they're probably too old to be dependents anymore, so they won't get their cut till he's dead.
I loved this story. The story was amazing. I was like, I wonder what it's going to take to push Bezos into doing this, and now we have our answer.
Yeah, so... things are not great at the Amazon warehouses. There have been some outbreaks, and you know, some of the employees are worried, but no one's going to stop him here. I mean, he's too powerful. He runs this country more than a lot of the lawmakers. But across the pond, with all their crazy new laws and all that, you know, this requirements and stuff for the big tech companies in particular, They're just like, I don't think so, bro.
Amazon halts activity at French warehouses after court order. So this is kind of the thing that we've alluded to a little bit. France said, you know, it's not really fair that Amazon is allowed to continue to operate because they sell both essential and non-essential goods. We need to give them a general order to not sell non-essential goods. So what did Amazon do? They shut down their entire warehouse for 5 days. They also got dinged because it wasn't quote-unquote safe conditions in the warehouse, but again, there's so many orders here. There's so much stuff at the warehouse that they have to pack people in if they're going to fill the orders.
Well, and they had a pretty good argument. They said, basically, do you have any idea how much goes through these warehouses? Just to stop and decide what's essential and what's not would cripple our entire workforce. We cannot do that. And true to their word, they just shut it down.
It'll be interesting to see if... the report next week is they opened it right back up. Now, Amazon has said they're only going to shut it down for 5 days while they're waiting for clarification, but I have a feeling that it's just going to be like, all right, just open it up. We don't care.
Well, we have people storming the government buildings because they can't go to the beach. Imagine what people would do in response to no longer getting Amazon.
They canceled my cereal delivery.
Well, I mean, there are some things, like if you're trying to avoid going to the store and it's still something you need, like you're going to order it online.
But we are sort of walking on the backs of those Amazon warehouse employees to get that. Yeah. So,
how long is it going to be before it's like your Battlestar Galactica DVD collection bundled with 9 rolls of Charmin?
It's like, yeah, you have to buy. You know, I'm sure you've been on Amazon and you've seen it. It's like, you know, due to the current problem, this is like 2 months delivery time. Yeah. So, a lot of stuff I look at, it's like, you know, I can't get this delivered anytime soon. Greenies cat treats, they'll be here on Tuesday.
Wow.
Those are essential. Because if your cats are unruly, there will be no rest in your house.
I want an emergency radio that I've been eyeing for a long time. Now I'm like, now's the perfect time to be weird and get it. And it says it wouldn't be here till like May 9th.
Those might just be sold out.
If you need...
No, I found one. I found the one that I wanted in a different listing, but...
If you need the emergency radio for, like, the local thing, they're completely free. They'll give you one. You just have to go to...
Oh, I've got one of those, but that one's only powered with electricity. This one's solar.
Oh.
Well, you can have one of the extra ones that we've got at the office because they've got a battery backup.
Oh. I've got one, but... Listen, I'm just bored and looking for things to buy on Amazon. Yeah, I'll be honest.
So is everybody else. That's why he's got $24 billion.
Yeah. stimulus checks? Just look and don't order.
Just going right into Jeff Bezos' bank account.
He might as well just deposit them with him. Yeah. And he chooses some products that you might like.
I was like, oh, I got my Amazon gift card from the IRS. That's great.
Well, some other companies are not doing as well. However, in this case, I don't think they can blame it on the virus.
No.
Because this is a telecommunication company, which should be killing it in this situation. Everybody needs them. This one may be just poor management, as we've seen time and time again in the past.
Frontier has filed for bankruptcy, and so this broadband service is not going to get any worse. This is a reorganization bankruptcy. Basically, they're looking to write down about $10 billion. Now, according to Frontier, that $10 billion was used for infrastructure upgrades. And that investment, the investors are just never going to see that money ever again. So they're hoping to get their debts written down to about $3 billion, which they think is reasonable for their several million subscribers to be able to pay back in some amount of time. But right now, they can't service the debt on $13 billion of infrastructure build-out.
And they also took all that government money for infrastructure build-out. And yet, they are one of the most hated ISPs in the world because of their service and bad infrastructure.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because you think all that money would help.
In the thing, they said, it's weird, we put a lot of maintenance into our old like copper and DSL when we really should have invested in fiber. This might be a microcosm. This might be a preview of the future for what's happening with other ISPs. So, yeah.
Well, everybody's favorite CPU company continues to crank out products that they're just hoping to find some niche to say, please, even the server market is threatened. We need something that we do better than anybody else. Please, please get interested in these products.
Hot Hardware has a review, the Intel NUC 9 Extreme Ghost Canyon Edition. It's a pint-sized powerhouse.
What's up with these names?
We did the review of the Xeon-based version of this one with the Quadro chipset, and I think that the Quadro like business workstation has a better use case than the Skull Canyon. It's a NUC, but it's got PCIe slots and it's super tiny.
And it's got a modular CPU thing. So this won't be as obsolete as most NUCs eventually. You could upgrade it.
Yeah, assuming that they don't change the form factor into the future, which is a big assumption. You got to pop the whole card out and replace it. But yeah, theoretically, it's upgradable, which is pretty cool. I had a really good time with the Xeon one. You should check out the video, the level one video, if you want to see what it was like with the Xeon. The Xeon's 8-core, 45-watt, but it'll use up to 115 watts. It's pretty zippy for what it is. You can run AutoCAD and, you know, 3D Studio and Maya and run it with a Quadro. So you can do qualified things like that. Revit for architectural stuff. It's a pretty good little machine for that.
Meanwhile, Intel used to be the dominant player in the server market. And that kind of saved them for a long time. Yeah. But then something else came along. And that something else just keeps getting better, much to their chagrin.
AMD has launched three new second-generation EPYC processors with a 50% lower cost of ownership. This is an 8, a 16, and a 24-core, but the way that the chiplets are arranged, they're only activating one or two cores per CCX. So this is not the density of like the 64 cores in a single socket, but there's a lot of applications that are licensed on a per-core basis. So the clock speed on these is insane, up to 3.9 gigahertz. It is insanely fast. Yay, EPYC. So second gen, EPYC, Zen 2, not, you know, but higher clock speed. And it still fits in the same power envelope. It's the 7F series. F is in FU, Intel.
Now, if you're one of those people, if you're one of the 50% in the UK who doesn't have a smartphone, and you're thinking, man, I got to get into part of that world now because I got to track the other people who are sick around me. I need to be in on this tracking program. I need the warning. I need to find out. Apple has your back because they have one of the most affordable ways to get into the smartphone market, affordable, than they have in a very, very long time.
Apple introduces the new $399 iPhone SE with Touch ID and a 4.7-inch screen. If you have to have an Apple iPhone, this is the least bad iPhone deal that there has ever been, ever. Because like the first gen and second gen iPhone SE was like an obsolete processor and terrible and blah, blah, blah. The processor that's in this is the same as the iPhone 11. So it's a relatively recent processor. It's a pretty decent phone for what it is.
I really like that royal blue color.
That's actually red, oh. But yeah.
Now, it doesn't have the facial recognition feature. You have that old primitive
touch
button. Yeah. It's actually got a button.
It's probably fine. So
it's actually probably better, honestly. If you're going to buy an iPhone, that's probably one of the least offensive ones you can get. And if you remember that time that Apple caught a lot of flack because they went a little weird with what they did to your battery. And, well, actually, they changed the processor to adapt to the crappy battery. And people said that made it slower, which it does. But Apple was like, no, no, we're just trying to save your battery. Please, please, don't sue us. And people sued them. So they're trying to head that off this time around.
Apple's going to change the way that they charge the battery. Really, what this does is it just slows down charging the battery. So instead of, you know, it's like, oh, you can get 6 hours of usable time and 30 minutes charge. No, they're disabling that behavior because that's really hard on the battery, it turns out.
And it's going to learn if you're one of those obsessive people who always tops off, it's going to stop you at 80 rather than going back to 100 every time. But you can manually toggle it. So if you really do need 100, like, no, no, no. I'm going camping. I really need this 100%. Then you can toggle it off and get your 100%.
I wonder if they... I noticed that on Mom's phone... Mom has an iPhone. And I noticed that on the iPhone that it started doing that. I wonder if it... And I thought something was wrong with it. Because she was trying to charge it at 80% and it just wouldn't charge. And I was like, I don't know. I'll deal with it later. But then later it was charging.
Yeah, I think so. Trying to save the battery.
Neat.
So we... Obviously, there are winners and there are losers during the lockdown. What do you need? What do you want to you know, make the boredom go away versus things that you can live without or things that you can no longer get to. And it seems like one of the moderate losers is the personal computer.
Personal computers saw a 10 to 12% decline in Q1 of 2020 due to the thing. Now, this is pretty kind of a shell shock because PC shipments were way up in Q3 and Q4 of 2019, like way above expectations. So this is attributed to the global shutdown.
I'm a little bit surprised because I would think like maybe you've been putting off getting a new PC for a while and then it's like, oh, now I really need it because I'm stuck at home.
But can you afford it?
Yeah, well, you know, you got your your bank account's been stimulated.
Yeah, the Trump checks might turn it around.
A lot of people probably will be buying all forms of technology.
How many of those stimulus checks are going to go into video cards?
2080s. A lot. Oh, it is the perfect 2080 Ti price.
Yeah, because that'll get you one. Probably see a shortage.
I read an article somewhere where, like, I think it was Walmart, maybe, was putting out TVs that were exactly $1,200.
It was Costco. Costco, I think it was a 85-inch. It was crap. It was like, you know, refresh rate and the video quality, the display and stuff wasn't great. But it was 85 inches for $1,200.
I saw the one guy from the government say that mom could live for 10 weeks on $1,200 of food. And even she was like, what? Are like, you smoking?
That was for everything. He was like, that should cover like all your living
expenses. Have you seen her McDonald's bill?
I mean, even without the McDonald's, which is now under control finally, you know, she's a geriatric retiree who canned food and is like, I couldn't do that even if I had the hoarded canned reserves of the old farmhouse.
Yeah, that's expensive. Plus, when you go to the store, most of the cheap stuff is gone.
Yeah.
So you're buying, and I just ate some broccoli and cheese pizza roll type vegan things. They were terrible, but that's all they had that one week when there was no chicken. So I was like, all right, I'll get these.
I've been cutting the one box of Special K I was permitted to buy with shredded wheat, and that's working out okay so far.
I like that you refer to it as cutting it like it's a drug.
You're going to have to go to packing foam eventually.
What is the nutritional value of packing foam?
Well, we talked about the jailbreaking of ventilators. That's one way to go about it. But another way to go about it is to just use cheap parts, which this hasn't been tested yet, but it has passed the okay, it actually works. Now let's try it on mice phase of things.
The Raspberry Pi powered ventilator is being tested right now on real live actual people in Colombia. I bet the people that made the Raspberry Pi are suitably horrified, but also, you know, morbidly intrigued.
So this is built from widely available parts and a Raspberry Pi doing all of the thinking for it. Which makes sense because those microcontrollers on the real ventilators aren't that powerful.
Yeah.
You could definitely do it. Although this guy did homebrew the software himself.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he has any experience in that thing, that, you know, area.
What's the worst that can happen?
Your lungs would explode, as we previously discussed. But if you got nothing else, you know what? If I were, like, drowning in my own fluids, I'd be like, yeah, hook me up to the Raspberry Pi, whatever. Whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Let's roll the dice.
If we're going to use a homebrew ventilator, it would be nice if you could just hook up one lung. That way, in case something goes wrong and it destroys that lung, you've got another lung.
I don't know if that's how it works.
It doesn't.
No.
No, it doesn't work like that. They don't go all the way down into the lung, I don't think. Now, how would you seal off?
Yeah, I mean, it just turns into a mess.
Yeah.
If nothing else, it's a plumbing nightmare.
Well, if you are worried that all of the Raspberry Pis are going to be sold out when this thing starts getting billed, well, it doesn't matter anyway, because all those cool extras that you get for your Raspberry Pi, they're not making them, because they're making important stuff instead.
Electronics maker Adam switches to producing face shields and other PPE. I love the color palette of this. We can never change it.
One of the hammock gear manufacturers that I've looked at, they're doing face masks now. They're selling them on their website.
Yeah, it is amazing how easy it is for these people to switch over. But they're like, yeah, we've got all these 3D printers and laser cutters and stuff like that. Yeah, we're just going to start making that other stuff.
I saw a story about a guy that does acquisitions for hospitals in like New Jersey or somewhere. And he finally got you know, like a shipping container of stuff, and then the FBI showed up and was trying to take it from him, and he's like, no, this is for a hospital. So he had to, like, prove that he wasn't going to resell it and that he actually worked for a hospital. And then Homeland Security was threatening to take it anyway, and it was just like... the story said he had to call his Congress critter.
There's a lot of stories about stuff being seized at the border going out of the country. And it's like, no, you don't export this ever again. And I saw that... Mossad was bragging that they intercepted a bunch of shipments. And they're like, nope, these stay in country.
Wow.
So, you got to do what you got to do, I guess. Tesla is always in the middle of controversy, and there's all these conspiracy theories for and against them. And for once, this one played out exactly like Mr. Musk said it would. He was completely vindicated.
Former Tesla employees brought stolen documents to self-driving startup Zoox. So some employees for Tesla left and said, hey, Tesla's not managing us correctly, blah, blah, blah. They played into all of the Tesla, you know, hype and rumor mill stories, all the stuff that we've covered. And it turns out that Tesla Musk, he was not exaggerating the entire time. He was saying, he's like, this is how this is going to play out. And he was exactly right.
It was weird, though. It wasn't like... as much self-driving tech or parts and stuff like that. It was like, here's how they do inventory. Here's how they do delivery. Here's all their management software. Useful is that?
I thought it was also some of the plans for like the sensors.
Maybe, but there was a lot of like non-tech stuff in there, which was interesting. I guess that's useful. Because they are the only person or the only company doing that business model of like the direct car sales. I guess that's, you know... if nobody's ever done it before, it's good to have a way to do it. And one company that it makes a lot of sense that is getting killed in the current climate is a company whose entire marketing is really about going outside because no one's doing that.
GoPro has cut more than 20% of the workforce and changes their sales strategy. Yeah, no one's going outside. But also, they were already facing a lot of competition from China. So really, the thing that would set their devices apart is like the software and the sharing ecosystem. And I think they missed the mark on some of the software stuff too. So that certainly has not helped matters.
Their name was synonymous with that for a long time.
Yeah.
But I think at this point, yeah, everybody's figured out you get the same camera, it's the same parts, and you get it for half the price. Sure. So who cares?
I was looking at the Hero 8 and I'm just watching the price go lower and lower. Like that meme of the guy going around the tree like licking his lips. That's what I'm doing when I check the Amazon listing for GoPro.
Every time I use the DJI action camera, the one that we got, because it was down to that or the GoPro, I've been really thankful we went with the DJI, because the GoPro just, they haven't been updating their software, and the DJI is still going full tilt even during the insanity.
This story is miscategorized. It should be in social media. Oh well.
It's technically also a business.
It is, but I would always put this in social media. But you know what? Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It's CNN business.
It's not much of a story anyway. Although, we did talk about Microsoft doing this, and it seems like more and more companies are saying, you know what? They're just throwing their hands up, and they're like, we're done. This is not going to stop, and we're going to get ahead of it.
Facebook cancels large in-person events through June of 2021.
That is so, like, everybody else looks weird in the blue tone. These two look totally at home.
Scary.
So they have a couple of events already planned, and they're just like, nope, we're going to do them online, or just not going to do them at all.
Makes sense.
Who cares? Stupid Facebook. And one company that is getting screwed by this, but they have that one little shining star that is food delivery that's propping them up. You got to wonder how long that's going to last, is Uber. But it turns out Uber Eats is not quite enough to keep them going.
Uber withdraws forecast and will write down about $2 billion. So not only have they reduced their earnings forecast, they're saying we've got about $2 billion in bad debts. Ouch. That's rough.
Also, a lot of unemployed drivers... who may never come back.
Unemployed drivers who may never come back, and depending on what state they're in, they are liable for those benefits.
Yeah, it's tough. tough time. I imagine regular taxi companies are getting killed too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no one's going anywhere.
Well, the I was amazed, and I shouldn't have been, really, looking back, but I was amazed that as many people went for the Apple credit card as they did.
Yeah.
That seems to be really super popular. And more, all the big tech companies, because Amazon's got a card, obviously.
And Goldman Sachs is involved.
And all the big tech companies want to control your money, not just because that's good business, but because all that beautiful data. I mean, think about everything they get to know about everything that you buy because you're going through them as a financial company. And the biggest and the baddest cannot be left out.
Leaked pics reveal Google smart debit card to rival Apple's. So it's Google and Citi, I think, are getting together with a smart debit card.
Look at that bizarro world Google icon with the different colors.
Is it a debit card or a credit card?
This is just debit. And I don't know if they're going to do a credit.
I don't like the design of this card.
How would you change it?
Everything feels like it's not aligned. Like it's not on a grid. It's just randomly placed.
Let's see if they got another picture down here.
That's not a good picture of it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it feels arbitrary.
The chip is not centered.
Yeah, like nothing's.
Aren't the chip readers? No, they're never centered, are they? No, that's right. Okay.
There's a reason. Yeah, people, you know, design these differently, and it just looks strange.
Yeah, it's weird, but I think one of the things people liked about the Apple card was its unique look. So here's a picture of that. It does look kind of professional. I know, didn't they make it out of metal?
Mm-hmm.
So you can feel special.
But, you know, warning, a leather wallet will permanently discolor it.
Because
it's made out of aluminum.
Before the other companies caught on to people feel special about that, only the black cards, which is a $500,000 yearly limit, minimum, were made out of metal. So you can feel like you're a big spender, even though you're overdrawn every month because you buy too many Apple products. And good news, although it's going to take years, I imagine, to come to fruition, as these always do. But if you need a reason to fight through this horrible lockdown and stay healthy and stay distanced, it's so you can stay alive to experience the next major gaming event.
New GTA in development, and Rockstar is reportedly making changes to fix crunch culture. This article is mostly about how Red Dead Redemption 2 made everybody want to just kill themselves because it was so bad. Like, the experience was so bad, and the crunch time, and the 100-hour weeks, and Rockstar is saying, you know what, we're making so much money, we actually could afford to make this not a sweatshop. Let's try to figure that out. So it seems like some kind of earnest top-down, you know, management effort to make it not like that.
I don't believe it, though, because if you read between the lines, I think what's going to happen is they're going to release a base game and just DLC us into oblivion.
Yeah.
As an excuse to be like, well, we didn't want to
make it hard on our developers.
Exactly. We're going to give them another 6 months to work on this, and it's going to cost another $9.99.
That's just what development costs now. That's just, you're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah,
that's not good. What do we got for Friday?
Well, we haven't done social media and robot and nonsense.
Oh, that's going to be a good section.
There's a lot of nonsense this week. Nonsense could be its own episode.
Nonsense is overwhelmingly about the thing, though. As is most of this, but like nonsense really is.
Yeah.
We'll see you Friday.
That's okay.